morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Reverend Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. Beloved Ministries continues its theme for 2025, which is, Who is He? What is He to you? This is week 12 of the Names of Jesus, and this week he is bridegroom, husband. The key scripture this week comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 9, verse 9. The New Living Translation reads, And the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he added, These are true words that come from God. Amen. And the angel said to me, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he added, These are true words that come from God. In the book Praying the Names of Jesus by Ann Spangler, she writes, God is not content to be known merely as Creator, Lord, or even Father. Incredibly, he reveals himself also as bridegroom or husband. The Hebrew scriptures contain numerous allusions to Yahweh as Israel's divine husband, and the New Testament presents Christ as the church's bridegroom. He is the Holy One who did not cling to his divinity but left his Father's house to dwell among us, calling us to become one with him in the most intimate way possible. To all of us, male and female, Christ offers himself as our provider and protector, the one who has forever pledged himself in faithfulness and love. In your reading this week, you'll find several instances where Jesus is described as the bridegroom or husband to the church, his believers. If Jesus is marrying the church, we should be prepared to receive him as our husband. The spiritual union is for both males and females. In the book of John, chapter 3, John the Baptist introduces Jesus to us as the bridegroom. John the Baptist was the best man baptizing people, but preparing them for the one who will take over and baptize with the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, Pastor D talked about the wise and unwise bridesmaids in the book of Matthew who needed to be prepared for when Jesus comes. We know he's coming. We should be preparing now for when our bridegroom, our spiritual husband, comes for us. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being our bridegroom. Thank you for all you do for us, O Lord. Thank you for being our provider and our protector, Jesus. Thank you for sacrificing so much for us, sacrificing your life for our sins, O Lord. We thank you. Thank you for caring for us like you do. There is none like you, O Lord. There is none that can be everything to everyone like you are, O Lord. We all need you in different ways, and you show up for us, O Lord. You comfort us in our times of need, Lord God. You lead us when we need direction. You convict us when we need corrections, O Lord. We thank you. We thank you for loving us enough, Lord God. We thank you for caring for us, Lord God. We thank you for being all you are to us, Lord God. We worship you. We adore you, Lord God. We respect you, Lord God. We listen for your word, Lord God. We pray that we are We are ready, Lord God, when you come for us, Lord God. We pray that we don't miss the opportunity, Lord God, that we are not asleep, Lord God, when it is time, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for continuing to press us, Lord God. We thank you for not giving up, Lord God. We thank you for not giving up on us, Lord God. You give us chance after chance, Lord God, to get it right, Lord God, and we thank you for a new day. We thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for the new mercies that were given to us this day, Lord God. Yesterday is gone, Lord God, and we thank you for another opportunity to get it right, Lord God, to lift your name in praise, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for this line, Lord God. We thank you for another Monday where we could start the week off fresh, giving you the praises you deserve, Lord God. It is early, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for those on the line this morning, Lord God. We thank you for those that got up, Lord God, to lift your name in praise. We are so grateful, Lord God, that you have not forgotten about us, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. This morning from our prayer list, Lord God, Vanessa Richardson sent in a praise report. Hallelujah. A praise report. Her nephew, Lord God, we prayed for you last week. Her nephew, Christian, is recuperating well. Lord God, thank God. Thank God. Christian is up, walking. He's talking, oh Lord. We thank you for answering our prayers, Lord God. We thank you for hearing our prayers and answering us, Lord God. We continue to pray for Christian, Lord God. Pray he regains the use of his arm. Oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you because we believe, Lord God. We asked, we prayed, we sought your face, Lord God, and we thank you for touching Christian, Lord God. We thank you. We continue to pray for him, continue to pray for his wife, Lord God, his daughter, his support system, Lord God, his family. We pray for Vanessa, Lord God, who sent in the prayer request, Lord God, who is praying for her nephew, Lord God. We pray for her, Lord God. We pray that she has everything she needs, Lord God. We pray that she continues to support her nephew and her family, continues to keep their names in her mouth as she sends up prayers for them, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for Christian, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in his life, Lord God. We pray. We thank you for restoration of his body, Lord God. Restoration of his body, Lord God. We thank you for healing, Lord God. We thank you for watching out for him, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Lord God. Our sister Tia is asking that we lift up her mom, Mrs. Suzanne Stewart, Lord God. We're lifting her up in prayer. We pray she has a favorable result to some medical tests that she's having, Lord God. And we're thanking you. We're thanking you in advance for her healing, Lord God, healing of her body, of her mind, Lord God. We lift up Miss Suzanne today, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for keeping her. You know, we thank you for long suffering, Lord God. We pray that you have not forgotten. We thank you that you have not forgotten about her, Lord God. We've been praying for her for a long time, Lord God, and we will continue to lift her up in prayer because you are keeping her, and we thank you, Lord God. We pray for her caretakers, her son and her daughter, Lord God. We pray for those that are around her. We pray for Tia, who's in another state but cares and keeps and her hands are on the care of her mother, Lord God. We pray that that you keep her, Lord God, keep her and her husband, and her sons and her family, Lord God, that she continues to do everything she's doing for them, and Lord, you do everything for her, Lord God. Touch her, restore her, keep her strong, Lord God, keep her mind well, Lord God, as she continues to care for her family, Lord God. She continues to be in touch with the doctors and the caretakers that take care of her mom, Lord God, that she continues to do all that she does, Lord God. And we continue to lift her up, lift her family, her mom up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for touching Miss Suzanne Stewart, Lord God. We thank you for the care, Lord God, that she gets, Lord God. We continue to pray for her, Lord God. We pray that all goes well, Lord God, in the test results, that she continues to heal, Lord God, that she continues to be well, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for that, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. Amen. Amen. This morning, we are also praying traveling mercies for our Reverend Laura, who's traveling this week on vacation, Lord God. We pray she has a wonderful time. We pray she is safe, Lord God. We pray that she enjoys the weather, Lord God. We pray for smooth weather, Lord God. We pray that the waters are smooth, that she goes on her vacation, she returns safely, Lord God. We pray that her mom and her pet, Lord God, are well while she's away, Lord God. We pray that she doesn't have to worry too much about them, Lord God, while she's gone, so that she can, in fact, enjoy herself truly, Lord God. We pray for her safe travel, her going and her coming back safely, Lord God, and we thank you in advance, Lord God, for that, Lord God. We pray for all of those traveling this week for work or on vacation, Lord God. We pray that they arrive and return safely, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We're lifting up the Beloved Ministries this morning, Lord God, this platform, Lord God, and all that it does, Lord God, all of the moving parts of Beloved Ministries, Lord God, and we start from the head and we lift up our pastor, our Reverend Deidre Hill, as she continues to move this movement forward, Lord God, in your name, Lord God. And we thank you for her, Lord God. We thank you for the Beloved Ministries, Lord God. I would like to send out a special prayer for the worship service, that little piece of the Beloved Ministries, Lord God. We thank you for the space created for online worship service, Lord God. We pray that that you will send disciples, Lord God. Send the people, Lord God, looking for a place, looking for a worship service, Lord God, for those who don't have a church home. We're not trying to steer anyone away from their church home, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for the Beloved Ministries members, Lord God, who have relocated, Lord God, and they've all found a church home in their new state, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you that the Word of God goes state to state and country to country and all over the world, Lord God. So you are wherever we are, Lord God, and we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for the Beloved Ministries members who have relocated and all found a church home, Lord God, a stable place to worship you, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that their hearts were open, Lord God, and they were seeking your word and seeking your guidance, Lord God, and seeking your teachings and found a safe space, Lord God. So we thank you for that, Lord God, and we thank you for the Beloved Ministries, the Sunday worship service that is online, Lord God, and available to all of those who are looking for a church home, Lord God, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. online, Lord God. We thank you for our Reverend D who comes on each week and pours into us, Lord God. And we pray that worship service grows, Lord God. We pray that help comes to that worship service. We pray for the people to join the membership, Lord God, or just join in, pitch in to help, Lord God, move the service along, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for that platform, Lord God. We thank you for all you are going to do, Lord God. We thank you for the members that are on their way, Lord God. We thank you for the help that is on their way to the Sunday worship service, Lord God. And we say thank you in advance, Lord God. We say thank you in advance, Lord God. And we thank you for all of these prayers. We ask that you continue to send in your prayer requests, Lord God. We thank you for those who have been sending their prayer requests in, Lord God. We thank you for this platform and this opportunity covering people over this summer that is going just by so quickly, Lord God, almost at the end of July, Lord God. But we are here, and we thank you, and thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord God. Thank you for listening, tuning into us, Lord God, knowing that we are here, Lord God. We thank you for listening. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for providing for us, healing those that are in need, comforting those, Lord God, that are bereaved, giving peace to those in their problems, Lord God, in their issues. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. And we thank you for all of these things. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray and we say amen. 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 Thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. Please continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer our prayers. Continue to send your prayers into our email address, which is actsandfaithprayers@gmail.com. actsandfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806 pound. You can also visit our Beloved Ministries website, belovedministriesny.com, for all of our events. You could actually send your prayer request through the website also. So check out the website. It has everything. So we thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. Amen. I will release the line so we can greet one another.